Hello, good evening, and welcome to Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, our topic of discussion this evening is farm safety. And my special guest is Lisa McMonagall, the chairperson of the Donegal IFA Farm Family and Social Affairs Committee. That time of year again when we get to talk about farm safety, it's always a huge issue. And I suppose in particular this year because of the fact that last year was such a dreadful year on Irish farms in terms of fatalities.
Yeah, Chris, that's right. Last year we had 30 fatalities on farms in the country, four in Donegal. That's an 87% increase on the figures for 2013. And quite a shocking statistic, really. And I suppose in response to that, IFA have launched the Save Lives campaign, I suppose, to raise awareness of the dangers of working on the farm and to encourage farmers to think safety first. The Save Lives is actually an acronym for some of the key safety messages that we want to get across. You know, for example, S is for stress the tracks, stay focused on the job in hand, and A is apply the handbrake of the tractor whenever you leave the cab, ventilate and evacuate when agitating slurry, and ensure you know, roofs can support your weight if you're working on them. Just things like that, key simple messages that, you know, maybe will save a life or prevent an injury.
And it is often the simple little things that can be done and may not take that long that can prove to be the difference.
Of course it is. It's really about common sense and just taking that few extra seconds to do something. You know, like when you're stopping the tractor, turn off the engine, pull the handbrake. You know, make sure the loader is close to the ground when your vehicle is at a stop. You know, just ensure that children are supervised when they're on the farm. Small things, you know, a key thing as well is to ensure that the covers are on all PTOs. That's a huge issue.
One of the reasons why there's more accidents is machinery is becoming faster and more powerful. People are under time pressures as well, and it is tempting to take shortcuts, I suppose.
It is, and that's what we're trying to change, I suppose, is the mindset, and education is key within all of that. And again, it's back to the Save Lives campaign. That's what we're trying to promote, just an altering attitude to safety on our farms. As you say, machinery is getting bigger, things have changed, everything is more powerful, and it's just, it's really going back to basics and ensuring that the small things are taken care of. And, you know, with this campaign, IFA is hoping to run a series of events that really bring farm safety to the fore.
The statistics show that, I think, in the region of half the fatalities have been farmers aged over 60. And I think the average age of the Irish farmer is around 57. Is it a case sometimes that maybe people are getting older, not as young as they feel? They might be even overextending themselves and maybe not taking precautions?
Older farmers are a high-risk group, and I suppose it's down to decreased mobility and reaction times. You know, that's a huge contributory factor to accidents in that age category. And I suppose it's just about them knowing their limitations and, you know, asking for help. And, you know, there's lots of help out there. I mean, their neighbours are so good. I mean, we still do have that sort of neighbourly spirit in Donegal, and we're very lucky in that way.
Now, there's plenty of publications out there. You can contact your local IFA office, the Health and Safety Authority, and even the IFA website and other farming association websites as well. There's lots of tips on safety, and some of the videos that are out there, you know, they're pretty chilling, and when you do look at them and you see some of the stories, they can strike a chord.
That's for sure. IFA have a dedicated section on their website, and it really is worth having a look at, just even for tips on how to making the farm a safer environment for everybody to be in. There's always somebody in the IFA offices or at the end of the phone to, you know, to help and, you know, point you in the right direction if there are issues or whatever. Use all the resources available is what I would say.
You've mentioned elderly people and older farmers. At the other end of the scale, One of the difficulties, I suppose, is trying to keep the farmyard safe for young children, and it's far from a playground.
I would totally agree. As a mother with three young children, I can't stress the importance of child safety on the farmyard. You know, for example, I don't believe the children should be in the cab of a tractor when they're very young, or, you know, they certainly shouldn't be within the farmyard unless they're supervised by an adult. You know, and there are key things that, you know, you need to ensure if there are children around, because over half of child fatalities are as a result of children falling from or being crushed by a tractor or other machinery, and a third are as a result of child drowning. Children should not be within the farmyard unless they're supervised properly.
My guest this evening is Lisa McMonagall, Chairperson of the Donegal IFA Farm Family and Social Affairs Committee. Now, it's one thing looking after your own children in your own farm, but there's also the danger for farmers that there could be children from a different area who have come in, so there's still an onus on you to try and make that farm as safe as it can be.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, the thing is, if you have children of your own, you must do it for them, as well as for children that are coming in, their friends that are coming in to play, whatever. And I mean, back to what you said, though, the farm is not a playground. I mean, every farmer should have, you know, a play area for their children away from the yard or whatever. And I would encourage people just to be mindful of that.
In the ideal world, people would spend a lot of money on every safety precaution that they can, and sometimes cost is a factor, and you just have to try and balance things as best you can.
Common sense is what it really comes down to a lot of the time, and, you know, making sure that the basic things are covered. It really is about being mindful of just the risks and taking every precaution that is possible. It can be an expensive thing to make a yard totally safe environment, and I don't know if there is such a thing even. So, I mean, it does come back to common sense, and I suppose and educating your children about the dangers on the yard, educating visitors about the dangers within the yard, and trying to make it as safe as possible for everybody.
Of course, something that you need to have these days, a farm safety statement, and there's a list of procedures and things you can go through. Probably yeah. No harm to review it on a 6-monthly or yearly basis.
Yeah, and it's actually a very useful thing to do, because it does flag up any issues that may, you know, occur within the yard. And, I mean, it should be looked on as a positive thing rather than, you know, a chore that has to be done, because I think it's a very useful thing. It's a useful exercise.
Now, here locally, there's a farm safety initiative this week with Smith Daleside Feeds, and again, that's an indication of what's happening on the ground.
Exactly. Well, nationally, IFA are teaming up with agri merchants and feed suppliers to promote the Save Lives, Think Safely, Farm Safely campaign. Here in the county, Smith Daleside Feeds have joined forces with us. And myself and Michael Chance, the county chairman, were down at the launch of the Smiths Feeds initiative, and hopefully there will be a lot of coverage of that in the print media over the coming days.
And what exactly does it entail?
Well, what Smiths are doing is they're applying the safety messages to all their lorries, and they're also going to include it on some of their printed documentation. Just a reminder, you know, if you're travelling behind the lorry, you see this message.
Now, accidents can be more commonplace at certain times of the year, and the next couple of months are a particularly dangerous time.
Well, exactly. We're heading into a very busy period with silage time, and I would just urge farm families to be mindful of the increased risks at this time, and, you know, not to be carrying young children on tractors and other machinery. I would also, I suppose, ask other road users to be patient and to not take risks. You know, most tractors won't be travelling very far, and, you know, just a little bit of extra patience would be great.
Now, we live in an age, unfortunately, in some ways, of more and more bureaucracy, but a lot of the legislation is designed for the betterment of people, in theory anyway, and we have the Safety, Health and Welfare at Work Act, and that covers a lot of farmers, and it depends on how many employees, but while some people mightn't be fully au fait with these, it's no harm in really trying to know where exactly you stand.
For your own good, I think you need to try and figure out where you are within all of that, and again, I don't think people should be fearful of it. I think they should ask the relevant questions and, you know, get the help that they need, just, again, to make their workplace and their homes, because that's what a farmyard is. It is both. It's a workplace and usually the family home is within that somewhere, just to make it the safest possible environment. So, again, I would just say to look on it positively rather than as negative.
There have been a number, of course, of farm safety schemes, and generally the take-up has been pretty good.
Yeah, I think there were 3,000 applications in the first tranche, and as far as I'm aware, approvals have started to be sent out for that first tranche.
So, in conclusion, get advice, don't take the shortcuts, and a bit of common sense, and you can go a long way.
I think so. As I say, just back to basics, common sense, and just be mindful of other people. Can I just mention one other thing? As I said earlier, the Farm Families Committee deal with farm safety, but we also deal with mental health issues. And AFA, in association with Sea Change, Mental Health Ireland and Caoilte, are organising 4 walks throughout the country during the month of May to support the Green Ribbon campaign. And we're fortunate here in Donegal to be organising one in Ard's Forest Park on Sunday, the 24th of May at 3 p.m. And it's open to everyone, young and old. It's a great family day out. Hopefully there'll be light refreshments and just a chance to have a chat and a walk through the environments of the forest.
Lisa McMonagall there, chairperson of Donegal IFA Farm Family and Social Affairs Committee. And the livestock prices, steers making €4.20 a kilo, heifers €4.25 to €4.30 a kilo, U-grade bulls €4.20 a kilo, and R-grade cows €3.85 a kilo. Sheep prices, hoggets up to 24 kilos making €5.50 to €5.80 a kilo, spring lamb up to 20 kilos making €6 to €6.10 a kilo, and ewes €3 to €3.10 a kilo. Well, that's it for another edition of Highland Radio's Farming News and Views. From me, Chris Ashmore, a very good evening.